ambulance. This is Brittany.
Hey, Brittany, is Lewis there?
She is not. Can't take a message.
Yeah, are you expecting her back in the office later on today? Or on Monday?
No, I'm putting you on hold really quick.
Okay.
Sorry about that. No, can I just take a message?
Yeah, well, does she have an email? Is that easier?
No, she doesn't.
Okay, well, this is Danny, and I'm with Cardiff. And that's...
Cardiff?
It's C-A-R-D-I-F-F, like Frank.
Okay.
And my direct line is 858-779-0424.
0424. Okay. And what is it in regards to?
Yeah, it was about some financing the company's done through Park National Bank back in 2012. Is there maybe like an office manager or controller of the company I could speak with?
Let me see, okay? I'm going to probably give you over time, so just I'm going to put you on hold, okay?
Okay, thank you. It's going to be a bumpy-ass flight.
This is Eileen Dudgeon. Can I help you?
Hi, Eileen. This is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
I'm good. And what company are you with?
Bank of Cardiff.
Bank of Cardiff. Okay.
It's
and that
Cardiff.
Represents...
It's C-A-R-D-I-F-F, like car indifferent.
Okay.
Sounds weird over the phone. I know. And, yeah, I was trying to touch base with the business on some finance offers we sent out, and it was based off of some financing you guys did with Park National Bank back in 2012.
Okay. Well, you're asking for Lois Griggs. She is gone. She's no longer with the company.
Oh, wow.
I'm the president.
Okay.
And I have to be honest with you, I'm not interested at the present time. I don't even need money.
Okay.
I know this is unusual to hear from a business owner. I don't need any money. I don't have any bank loans coming down the pike at this point. So I'm really not wanting to sit there and say, yeah, let me send you some updated financials. I'm not doing that because I just don't have it to do. And nine times out of ten when I'm ready to do it, that's when I have to send you all updated information anyways. So I don't have anything even in my near future that I need to start looking at and worrying about where I'm going to find some financial pockets of cash.
Yeah, and that was the purpose of my call. I just wanted to touch base with you and see how the business is going and if you guys had anything coming up.
No, yeah, I don't.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, if you don't mind, can I send you some info you just have in your back pocket in case something comes up?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I'm the one that gets the mail, so if I get anything, we do use Park National. I also use a credit union. And so I'm very diversified, and it boils down to interest rates and what hoops I've got to jump through. And
exactly.
If you make it labor intensive or you bug the heck out of me, I discontinue the relationship fairly quick. So that's kind of my demeanor on how I move forward with vendors and stuff.
Yeah, and that's no problem. Like I said, I was just trying to touch base with the business. We just do equipment finance and working capital. We're not looking to take your deposits or anything like that.
Do that anyways. That's too much work to change all that.
It really is. Yeah, I understand. We're like a supplement bank. So say you had a project come up and you need some extra capital for cash flow, we could help you out there. And if we're looking to add on any ambulance or like any vehicles or equipment, we could help you out there as well. That's what we specialize in.
Yeah. If you even looked at what I've done with Park National, all my loans are paid off. I'm good. I just don't have anything coming up at all. And I've got accounts with myself that if I can pay cash, I'll pay cash before I go to a loan. So there's just nothing on my horizon for you.
Okay, yeah, Eileen, I understand that, and that's, you know, my purpose, like I said, just touch base,
okay.
Introduce myself, you know, see if there's anything coming up. It does sound like, you know, you're good.
Yep.
And if you don't mind, can I just send you that info? You just have any, I'm not trying to bug you, I just want to send you some info.
You can send it. I just, you know, that's fine. That's fine, okay?
Okay.
Our address, you have the address, right?
Okay, yeah, I have that.
Well,
email would be better, but if not, that's I can mail you something.
No, just mail it, because 9 times out of 10, then the emails just keep coming and coming and coming,
yeah.
And I find that to be a nuisance. So
I hear you.
No, just drop it in the mail, okay?
Okay, and I have the address. It's 1890 West Main Street.
That is correct.
Okay.
North Ohio 43055.
All righty.
Okay.
Okay, sounds good. Well, thanks
All
for your
right.
time, Eileen.
Uh-huh. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.